Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Rashad Babaev.
And he is a chess master, a grandmaster, if you will, who's going to be doing this awesome event at the Borough in Virginia. It's called the Borough's Gambit. Of course, a play on Queen's Gambit, but it's going to be Saturday, November 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks so much for doing this.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be part of this very interesting event for our community and people who are interested in chess. We are inviting everyone, players and also spectators, to come and watch this very interesting show. I would say it's a chess show.
So how is it going to work? So, you know, people, anyone of all, you know, levels can show up. Like how does it work? Like, you're going to be sitting at a chessboard and people are going to just cycle through and you just, you know, beat the crap out of them.
Yes, simultaneous is a very specific part of chess when a chess grandmaster or someone who is really advanced in chess can play many people, depending on the event. It could be 30. In our event, it's 30, but sometimes it can go up to 100, even 200 people. And the grandmaster is playing with all of them at the same time. The way it works, grandmaster is moving between the boards, making rounds. And every time he approaches to the board, player plays his move and grandmasters also plays his move. And at the same time, he can play all these games, which is obviously not an easy thing to do. That's why you need to be very experienced here. You have to have a good experience in chess in order to keep track of all the games, to understand where the pieces are, and obviously play also at good level.
Right. Okay. So you're not sitting still and people coming to you. You are going around to different tables. So how many different tables are there? Do you know?
We're going to have 30 players. I'm going to face 30 players in this event. And as you mentioned, yes, they will be sitting and I'm going around those tables, approaching and playing my moves.
All right. And just clarify to our listeners, you're not playing a full game and then moving on and then playing a full game, moving on. Explain that you're basically doing one move at a time, right?
Correct. One move at a time. And then I'm going to next board and then the next board and every board I'm playing one move at a time. And then I'm making circle and then the second move and then the circle, the third move. So that's how the games go. And obviously it goes quite long. Because 30 players, just imagine every time approaching the board and playing move and then again. So it takes long time to play. And yes, grandmasters get quite tired. And therefore, everyone has a chance to even beat a grandmaster. It's possible. When I was a young boy playing chess, just learning to play chess, I had a very nice experience of playing against grandmasters. And some of them I won myself when I was a young boy.
Well, tell me about that. Where did you grow up and get in? Well, you know, how did you get into chess?
I'm originally from Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is a very small country in Eastern Europe, and we have a big chess traditions over there. Azerbaijan is ranked one of the top countries among other chess countries in the world. We have won European championships, got places in chess Olympiads. So there are big traditions in Azerbaijan, and I grew up in that region. I was actually very lucky. I had great coaches who taught me how to play chess. But everything started when I was 4 years old. My father just introduced me a game of chess, and I started playing it as a hobby. Until I won the city championship when I was 6 years old. So after that achievement, my father took me to the chess club to learn from good chess teachers. So that's how I became kind of more professional in chess, started playing, learning with my coaches. And then little by little, I started getting other titles in chess. First, I started with regular, the local, that's what we call fourth category player, and then third, second, first, and then you got FIDE master, international master, and then the grandmaster. Grandmaster is the highest title in chess that chess player can obtain. and it's being given by FIDE, which is the World Chess Federation, and I got that title in 2007.
Wow. Okay, so once you're a grandmaster, then are you always, you're always a grandmaster. You can always yes. put that in front of your name. Wow. All right.
It's a lifetime
title. Great. Well, there's so many things I actually want to unpack from what you said about growing up, but what was your first chessboard? Were they wooden pieces, plastic, or what was it?
Oh, it was wooden. It was wooden. My father actually was a chess player himself. I mean, at amateur level, obviously. And we had chessboard at home, and he was playing with his friends all the time. And that's how I got my interest in chess, where I was watching the games. But it was a wooden, a nice chessboard.
Wow. If you really, I mean, that's crazy. If you won your first, you said city championship at age six?
Yes.
So, I mean, you must have been like a child prodigy.
Yeah, it was a big achievement because, as I said, the competition in my country was quite intense, and it wasn't easy to get to be a city champion. And after that, obviously, my coaches also realized that I could potentially become a strong chess player or even a grandmaster. So, and my father started investing on me because, you know, in order to become a strong chess player, you need to travel all the time, go to different tournaments. So that was another part of chess that I was always in love, because you always travel to see new places and play chess tournaments. And by doing so, I little by little started, you know, getting those titles and eventually became a grandmaster.
Wow, that's so fascinating to me. Now, really quick, just for my purposes, when you said you won the city championship, what city was it?
That was Baku City. Baku is the capital of Azerbaijan. That's the city, yeah, the capital. Of Azerbaijan.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And then give me more details of in 2007 when you became the grandmaster. What city was that? Where was that tournament held?
Oh, there is you don't become a grandmaster just from one tournament. In order to become a grandmaster, you have to first win certain tournaments and also achieve certain rating points. A rating is the estimation of chess players' level. And all those rating points are being calculated by the World Chess Federation. Every time you play a chess tournament, the organizers of the chess tournaments are sending the results of the tournament to FIDE, and they're calculating all the points based on system that they have. You have to achieve 2,500 points at least in order to qualify to get a grandmaster title, besides winning a certain round or Swiss-based, we call it Swiss-based tournaments as well. So that's how I became a grandmaster in 2007. I passed that 2,500 rating range, passed it, and I got all my tournaments results. And then you send your results to FIDE for approval. They check everything, and if you are qualified, they're giving you that certificate. That's an internationally recognized certificate, and it's given by FIDE, as I said, for World Chess Federation. And it's a lifetime title, and anywhere you go, you're actually being recognized already in the FIDE list, so you don't have to show that certificate to everyone. It's just easy to Google any person just to see if that person is a grandmaster or not. But you have the certificate with the signature of the president of FIDE World Chess Federation. That's how I became a grandmaster in 2007.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you mentioned that, you know, when you were coming up, that you actually competed in some of these grandmaster, you know, gambit style 30, you know, like you're going to be doing at the borough. You said you competed on the other side of it as a kid, and you actually beat some experts, some adults. When and where was that?
Oh, yes. It was many times I participated as a player against a grandmaster in simultaneous matches. It was back when I was between 7 to 10 years old. playing. I remember playing simultaneous against local grandmasters in Azerbaijan, such as Sarkan Guliyev, Elmar Magheramov, and I remember playing simultaneous against other grandmasters. So yeah, it's interesting because as a young chess player, you see a grandmaster and it inspires you to become a grandmaster because in the world, just imagine, I mean, by the statistics, this is of course approximate numbers, but about 800 million people around the world play chess. So they know what chess is. Of course, not all of them play professionally, it's all amateur level. But if we look at the numbers, like a registered players of each country and in their federation, altogether, we should probably have about 700,000 people, registered people playing chess in tournaments. I'm like, this is approximate numbers, obviously, and only 1,948. 1,948 of them are grandmasters by October 2021. And if we calculate the number of grandmasters who are alive and kind of active grandmasters like me, then it would bring us to between 700 to 800 grandmasters total around the world. That's why it's kind of not easy to get that title. And in order to inspire yourself to get to that level, it's good from the young age to see those grandmasters, to see how they're playing tournaments. I was always amazed, like looking at those grandmasters, like their manners, how they're sitting, working over the boards. So it was obviously very amazing, very exciting. And I myself always wanted to become one of them, to become one of them. That's why our event, the Boro, is very unique event, and the chess players or the people who are just starting their path in chess, young chess players, it would be really good experience for them to see actual grandmaster, to play against them, and no matter of the result, this will be a good life experience for them.
Oh yeah, and I know we should mention the event. It's free for everyone to come watch just as a spectator because it's going to be exciting to watch. And then if you want to participate, it's $20 for the participants. But everyone else can show up, outside and watch it for free at the Sandlot at the Borough and Tysons. Well, cool. So, I know that $20, all that money, the funds will go to some charities, but for back home from where you grew up.
Yes, the all the funds will go to the charity, so-called charity for the United Charity for Azerbaijan. Yeah, it will go there. We will support the families of veterans in that country, and it will be kind of appreciation of their service to our country.
Great. Now, do you live here now, or are you flying
Yes.
over from Azerbaijan to play
No,
here?
I live in the United States. I live in McLean. This is where the borough is. This is the community where I live. I love the community. I'm here since 2019. Boy at the borough. Before that, I was also in the area. But I always lived in McLean area. So I love this beautiful community, beautiful area. It's very nice, walkable, a lot of restaurants around, parks, grocery stores. So I love this area. And yes, I myself live in this area.
What year did you move to the States?
I moved to the States in 2009. I started with New York City, and then I moved to Utah, where I also had chess organization, and we've been improving chess in Utah as well. After Utah, I moved to Virginia. So I'm in Virginia since 2016.
Wow, and just think of all the poor chess players in all those cities that you've just left, bloodied and battered on the chessboard all over the country.
The thing is, my academy is online-based academy that we teach all the levels of all the from everywhere in the world, And this is one of the advantages of my academy, that this is mostly online-based academy, and we have students all from all over the world, even different countries such as like Japan. I have students from there as well. So that's why everyone can obviously benefit from our academy, from online lessons.
Gotcha. Now, as you're going around from board to board, I want to know a little more about that because, man, how do you keep track of all the moves in your head? I mean, that's got to get really confusing. You know, you move a pawn on one and then a rook on the next. And do you ever confuse them which board you're on?
Yeah, obviously this is very interesting thing, and it amazes the people that how Grandmaster can really keep track of all these games and moves. But imagine, yes, we do it, and we don't. It's nothing that difficult to us, because we used to do it, and since you do it for many, many years, this is your not only your this is not your hobby, this is your profession, and you can easily keep track of all the moves. But imagine this, the simultaneous we're going to have at the Boro, I will be looking at the games. But imagine I had simultaneous where I was not even looking at the boards. I was still playing people, but wasn't 30, was 10 against 10 people, but by not looking at any chessboard, everything in my head. So that was even more kind of more interesting, because you're not even looking at the board. Here I'm looking at the board, I'm moving around, seeing the games, positions, and it's easy to keep track of everything. But on the other hand, imagine you're not looking at the board as well. I had this experience back in Utah in 2014, where I was playing against the whole school. There was a school of Challenger, private school, and the whole school, and they had a good chess team. They were playing against me. I was not looking at the board. They were just telling me their moves, and I was telling them my moves. And that's how the games were going. So we can visualize all those things. We can keep track of all the moves because of the big experience.
Wow, that's crazy. Your brain must be a special place, man, to keep track of all that. Cool. And then I know the top three players will take home prizes. I guess who, you know, the three that end up doing the best against you, or maybe even beat you. Like you said, it's possible to beat you in these crazy tournaments. Well, do you know what prizes they get?
Oh, yes, we have prizes for actually everyone. We have trophies for every participant. They will get trophies for first three places. We have special bigger trophies with nicer and bigger trophies for first three places. We also have nice t-shirts of my academy that we will be giving to all, not only players but also spectators as well. We have other nice chess accessories that we prepared for chess players, and I believe we have some kind of nice gifts from the Boro Park community as well.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, so I know it's going to be 30 players at 30 different chessboards. Do you know if all those slots are filled, or is it more like just first come, first serve, whoever shows up first, the first 30?
No, we have a registration, and players should book their spot for playing since it's limited. We have limited seats. As of today, I'm sure we're very close to 30 numbers, probably about 25 or 26. I would say 4 or 5 spots left only. So that's why people who would like to join and play, they need to book to the registration, and it's on the website of Eventbrite, I believe.
Yes, and you can find the link. It's on theburrowtysons.com. You can find the Eventbrite link on there. But again, if for some reason you log on and it's all booked up, don't be discouraged. It is free to come watch it too, and it's going to be a crazy awesome thing to watch you playing everybody. So, you know, register if you want to compete, but also come out and watch the whole thing for free too. Cool. Well, it's called the Burrow's Gambit. So, did you watch the Queen's Gambit? What did you enjoy it? 'Cause my wife and I went out. It was during the pandemic. We went and got a chessboard for Christmas and played. It inspired us to get into chess, just that show. But what did you think of the show? Was it accurate, or you know, or was it just kind of fun that it's became a pop culture phenomenon anyway?
I mean, to be honest, it's very interesting movie, and there are obviously many things there cannot be compared to a real life of a grandmaster or a person who is participating in tournaments, but many aspects are obviously applicable. I liked it. It's obviously for it's a great movie, which makes chess even more exciting for people who have never heard about chess, and it boosts the popularity of chess, which is amazing. That's why we're very thankful to this interesting movie. And after the movie, now I saw actually that the interest of people started rising even more, and there are people who would never think of chess, now they're coming to chess, trying to learn, even adults who, I mean, comparing to young chess players, adults are usually not taking lessons, but I see from the last years, like after the movie especially, that even adults are showing great interest in chess, which is amazing. In general, I like the movie. It was amazing. I wish we will have more movies like this for chess. It's great for our game. We're very thankful.
Absolutely. And then I guess final question, is there a piece on the chessboard that is your secret weapon? Is there an underrated piece? What is all these years, what is your favorite one? Are you like a rook guy, or are you a knight, or what do you think is I mean, obviously the queen can do the most, but do you have a personal favorite chess piece?
That's a nice question. I never actually got that question from anyone. I never even thought of which piece could be my favorite. You know, it really depends. It really depends on what kind of position you have on the board. Sometimes you will like a pawn better than a queen, even though queen is the best piece, the most powerful piece, but pawn can do better job in that specific situation than queen. Sometimes you're going to like bishop comparing to knight, because position is open and your bishop can do better things than knight. It really depends, but in general, I would say I like bishops more. Again, everything will depend on what kind of situation I have as a professional, but bishop is the piece who is I like, because bishop can do many things. Bishop can attack from long distances, and it's a very accurate piece, and you have to be really, really smart of using your bishop. So I would say it's a bishop, but everything depends on what situation we have over the board.
There you go. You hear that? People that are coming out to the borough, watch out for that bishop. It's coming for you. All right. Well, thanks so much for doing this, Rashad. I really appreciate it. Again, everybody, it's the Burroughs Gambit. It's going to be held November 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Borough in Tysons, Virginia. So sign up now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.